for the Drug Truth Network. It's the 420 Drug War News.
My name is Peter Crist. I am with LEAP, which stands for Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. And if you want to learn more about us, it's www.leap.cc.
Peter, we were recently at the Drug Policy Alliance convention out in Long Beach, and one of the people presented with an award for outstanding achievement was the director of LEAP. Let's talk about that.
Well, Jack was given an award for all the hard work he did. When he accepted it for LEAP in total, you know, because he acknowledges that the rest of us did it, but that can't take away from the fact that this organization had been an idea in my head for 10 years, but until I met Jack Cole and he decided he would be willing to do the hard work of running it, he's the one that's done the bulwark here that's gotten this organization up and running.
Let's talk about the organization itself for a second. Just a couple of 3 years ago, it was five of you.
Yep.
What's the progress made?
Well, we're right now, since the conference, we're up to about 5,000. There are the members of LEAP, and in order to be a member of LEAP, you have to be from law enforcement, either currently or have been in your past at some point in some level of law enforcement. That covers everything from corrections to federal judges and everything in between. To be a friend of LEAP, and you can be anybody in the world that agrees with our position on the drug war. So out of that 5,000 people, I would say roughly 400 of them are law enforcement, and the other 4,500 are people that are supporters of ours.
It's been my observation that over the duration of your organization's existence, that more and more people are adopting the mantra, if you will, end prohibition.
What most of the movement has been involved in throughout the mid-90s and up until the early part of the 21st century has been in the harm reduction approach to this problem. That's kind of putting the cart before the horse. In order to regulate anything, like medical marijuana or needle exchange programs or any of those things, in order to regulate them, they have to be some form legal. As long as they are prohibited, as we learned with the Raich decision out of the Supreme Court on the medical marijuana issue, as long as the federal government has their, what I refer to as the stick of prohibition, they're going to keep beating people over the head with it. If LEAP wins the issue of ending prohibition and moving to a regulated and controlled marketplace, then all the boats float, because now we have the regulation discussion has to be made, because these things are legal and regulated. As long as the prohibition is there, the federal government is not going to, in any way, logically discuss regulation.
Logic in the drug war? Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.